It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today, praying to the Holy Spirit. And so when you pray, who do you pray to? God the Father, our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I think it's true. Most of us would agree that when we talk about the Holy Spirit, and we've heard it, you've heard it, that the person, the Holy Spirit, that person in the Holy Trinity, often called the forgotten person in the Trinity, but we hear about the Holy Spirit all through Scripture as the sanctifier, the comforter, the giver of graces, who leads us to the Father and the Son. So your relationship with the Holy Spirit, what's that like for you? And your prayer to the Holy Spirit, what is that like for you? And we're going to talk about that today. And here to help us on the journey, back with us once again, Father John Paul Mitchell. Father JP is a priest of Opus Dei, now serving in Chicago at the Opus Dei Center, working extensively with the College Apostolate run by Opus Dei at the University of Illinois in Champaign, Urbana. Father JP Mitchell, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Chuck. Good to be back. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to our conversation about the Holy Spirit. As we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. And we hope some of you will say yes to the invitation today. We'll get those phone lines open here in just a moment. But Father J.P. Mitchell, get us started. And I guess maybe the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit?
Well, that's the big question. The Holy Spirit. Well, Christ came to reveal to us that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and what the Church has always taught is that, it took some work to get to this, but that the Holy Spirit is the fruit, or is the love of the Father and the Son, and that the Holy Spirit has that mission united with the Son of the salvation of each and every soul. And they carry out the same mission. They do it together. They do it, you know, perhaps one is more visible and the other more invisible. But the mission that the Father sends the Son and the Holy Spirit on is the same. And when the Son, you know, Jesus has some very interesting phrases about the Holy Spirit. Yes, you said oftentimes he could be the forgotten one, or St. Jose Maria would refer to him as the great unknown, and kind of, unfortunately, we don't want him to be the great unknown. We want him to be more and more known. But Jesus says something, and I don't know if I'm anticipating anything here, but Jesus says something that was very interesting at the end of his life. He says, "It's good for you that I go, because I will then send the Holy Spirit. Right? But if I go, I will send him to you." And this is really, I don't know, you know, like, imagine being St. Peter or one of the other apostles, say, "What do you mean it's good for you? You know, it's good for us that you go," you know, like, I'm not trying to judge St. Peter here, but, you know, St. Peter had some very strong reactions in his life, and I would think he could have had a strong one to this one. You know, what are you talking about? And then when you fast forward to Pentecost and you see the conversion that takes place in the apostles, thanks to the Holy Spirit, we start to get an idea of, wow, the Holy Spirit is going to work to identify me with doing the will of God the Father, with having fortitude and difficulties, with preaching, with defending the truth. Jesus refers to him as the Spirit of Truth. Anyway, so the Holy Spirit is the love of the Father and the Son. And when we think of the Trinity, I find it very helpful to think of the Holy Spirit as the one who works in us to identify us with the Son. And what does the Son do? The Son does the will of the Father. And so to help us, right, to be identified with the will of God the Father, just like the Son is.
Father J.P. Mitchell is our spiritual director, talking about the Holy Spirit and praying to the Holy Spirit. Let's open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us as we talk about the Holy Spirit today. Toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Don't forget you can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And as you think about your journey of faith, what has been your experience of the Holy Spirit? When have you been aware of the Holy Spirit working in your life, leading you or comforting you or helping you to grow in holiness? Certainly, if you have any questions, we invite you to join us as well today. Toll-free number, 888-914-9149. And talk a little bit, Father J.P., if you would, about the Holy Spirit being the forgotten person in the Trinity. And as I think about my own journey of faith, I think it's been a work in progress. No kidding,
Chuck. Me too, yeah.
But, and I think I'm a little more attentive to the Holy Spirit, but I think sometimes I'm taking a lot of credit for what the Holy Spirit is doing. When I have that insight or something happens or I feel better or just something's going right in my life and I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, look what I did. And I just kind of give Chuck a little too much credit for what I think is really the Holy Spirit working in my life.
You know, in that question, there comes a very important point, which is that the Holy Spirit, like the inspiration, the Holy Spirit working within us to carry out the will of the Father, right, is the normal functioning of the spiritual life, okay? And so it's going to feel pretty normal most of the time, if not all the time. And so when we say being guided by the Holy Spirit, at least in my experience, it doesn't usually mean, you know, very strong emotions or feelings or kind of being in a type of ecstasy. It's going to be very normal. God, you know, an insight as to how to help somebody, you know, an insight as to why don't you ask someone about how they're doing, about their grandmother or whatever it is. You know, we start to remember, oh, yeah, I had this conversation with someone. I think a lot of that is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit working within us. And we forget about that. We forget about that, or we forget about his action because maybe we give ourselves the credit when it's not due to us. And also he being the forgotten one. Well, St. Thomas Aquinas himself says, well, we don't know as much about him as perhaps the other persons, or, you know, there isn't as much revealed, or it's hard. It's hard to nail it down compared to like the sun, where, you know, because the sun is in heat. The Word became flesh, right? The Son became a man, and so we can understand him in a human way. Holy Spirit's hard to understand him in a human way because he hasn't taken on human flesh the way the Son did. And so it's going to be a little bit harder for us to understand. And anyway, so when St. Thomas says that, so okay, it gives me a little bit of peace. But yeah, his action is ordinary, and it's all the time, and it will be more the more we are docile to it. So the key is obedience.
Obedience, and I just think sometimes awareness that when things are
going
well, even if things aren't going so well, but just to recognize something working, someone, the Holy Spirit working in those moments, again, leading us, guiding us, comforting us, but just obedience to that and just that awareness of something going on, and it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit working.
Yeah. But, and also, God respects our freedom tremendously, you know, and sometimes we might think even too much, or I don't know, we might think too much, because, come on, Lord, show me a little bit more, or make it more obvious to me, but certain things, perhaps. And the thing is, he wants us to cooperate with his grace. So he gives us the grace is there, but he also expects us to do our part, you know, which isn't a ton, it's a little bit, but with that little bit, he does a lot. And so we'll get inspirations from the Holy Spirit, but also we need to want to. And the inspirations of the Holy Spirit will come at moments which, are maybe easy, but also other times that are difficult, you know, carrying the cross, the Holy Spirit's there.
Yeah. Father J.P. Mitchell, our spiritual director, talking about the Holy Spirit and praying to the Holy Spirit today. Let's take some phone calls. Let's start with RJ, listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello and welcome. Nice to have you on the program today.
I'm having to hear you on speakerphone, but I can turn the speakerphone off to hear. Yes, why I called in, I listen to you guys a lot. I've been listening since the summer. I'm a Protestant, but I feel like I'm a friend of the Catholics, and you guys are my friends. And I have attended Mass here in Phoenix, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just kind of awakened again by the Holy Spirit. I'm 71. In September, I feel like I truly believe that the Holy Spirit has awakened me to do some work in pro-life when I move to California, which may be very, very soon, because they're getting an apartment ready for me over there. And I want to do that work, if that's the Holy Spirit's guidance, and I believe it is, and I don't know what I can do. I am even writing poetry about it. And I believe I'm not the only one. In this pandemic, I believe the Holy Spirit has been working in many people's lives, moving them, you know, directing them and like that. So I don't know what I can do, but I'm saying to the Lord, here I am, send me.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I will pray to the Holy Spirit for you as well, and that he illuminate how he wants you to live out those great dispositions, right? The dispositions to be docile, to do the will of God. I don't know. I have a question for you. You being a Protestant, how important has the Holy Spirit been in your spiritual life?
Extremely important. I came back to the Lord when I was 60. I'm 71 now. I was baptized a Protestant when I was 16, fell away from the faith for many years. I came back at 60. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave Jesus anymore. And whatever happens in my life. And I've gone to Protestant churches, and I've also attended Mass. So I'm just moving. I'm pretty healthy for my age, but I don't know what I can do, and I don't know what I'll be led to do. But like I said, I said, okay, here I am, send me. So we will see. I believe if that's not possible, the Holy Spirit will show me what I can do, like service work, volunteer work. But I really would like to work in pro-life in some way.
Well, RJ, you bring up such a good point. And Father JP, sometimes I think when we are trying to follow the Holy Spirit, we want all the answers, don't we? We want to know exactly what's going to happen, but to RJ's point, in terms of the Spirit leading us, so there's a prompting, there's something that's saying California, pro-life work, whatever that may be. So can you talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit leading us maybe step by step? He's leading us here, and then he'll take us from there to something else. And it's not always the end game we're doing. It's just the evolution of listening to the Holy Spirit and following the Holy Spirit step by step in so many ways.
Just the other day, someone was talking to me about this. They were reflecting on their life as a whole, and oftentimes you don't. I mean, particularly in the moment when things are happening, you don't get the bird's eye view. But after a certain number of events or a certain number of years, you take a step back and you get the bird's eye view and say, "Oh, wow. you start to see a little bit more clearly where the Holy Spirit was leading us. But in the moment, yes, it's one step at a time, and you don't see the end game. You don't see the next turn. All you really see is the very next step, or just the ground under your feet, you could say. And so, there's that trust. And Jesus Christ himself refers to it when he says, you know, when you are before your judges, you know, don't prepare what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will inspire you. Okay, well, we get nervous about that because we like to know, well, what am I going to say? You know, you're preparing to go on a radio show. Well, what am I going to say? You know, about the Holy Spirit himself. You know, so you want to read about it, you want to prepare. And obviously, that's a good thing. But our Lord is also saying trust. You know, trust, and yeah, one step at a time. So, anyway, RJ, you saw the inspiration with regards to the poetry. I'm sure that poetry is going to help somebody, right? Without a doubt.
Yeah, stay tuned, as we say in radio and television, and see what the Holy Spirit has in mind and what he's going to be asking you to do. Talk a little bit more, Father JP, if you would, in terms of suffering. I mean, obviously, with the pandemic and everything that's going on, and the sickness, job loss, just the chaos, everything that's going on. And sometimes I think maybe we wonder, where is God in that? But can you talk about how the Holy Spirit can lead us through that, even in our suffering, step by step? And again, may not make the cross any lighter, but just knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us and leading us, keep going, right?
Yeah. You know, I like to think, or it helps me to reflect on, I already mentioned it once, but the scene of Pentecost, okay? And so, Pentecost, you have the apostles who go out fearlessly to preach the word, right? To preach, you know, Jesus Christ. And it's clearly after, right, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon them. And so you think of how the apostles were beforehand. They were afraid. They were cowardly. Like, even still with the resurrection, you know, obviously they'd grown a lot in trust in our Lord, but they weren't there yet, you know? And so when the Holy Spirit comes and they go out and they preach the word, it's not like the dangers had disappeared. Like all of them, except for St. John, are going to die martyrs, you know? So it's not like, they're not going to be persecuted anymore. They're going to be persecuted a lot. They're going to know that they are united, they are with Christ, who suffered for them, who suffered for me and for you. And that God brought great good out of that suffering. So it's really important for us to go to Christ's life. You know, he is the Messiah. He's the anointed one by the Spirit, right? St. John says, you know, he's the one, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove comes down upon him. And so it's important to reflect on Jesus' life and to see how he and the Spirit carried out the mission of the Father, and good came out of even suffering and death. And that's our hope. And that's our also that leads us to accept, okay, Lord, if you gave the Son, your only Son, that kind of suffering, and you give me some suffering, well, you're going to bring good out of it. I mean, it doesn't make it easy. It doesn't make the suffering go away. But we see that it is a route to sanctity. And the Holy Spirit does work within us with that, without a doubt.
We are talking today about praying to the Holy Spirit. What's been your experience of the Holy Spirit? And when have you been aware of the Holy Spirit really working in your life, leading you or maybe comforting you or helping you grow in holiness? And certainly if you have any questions about the Holy Spirit, we invite you to join us. Father J.P. Mitchell is our spiritual director. Toll-free number, 888-914-9149, if you'd like to join us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Mark chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many and, as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known.
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
If you're looking for a little help on your journey of faith, our priests are here for you. Call now, 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. Or email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Jim Shaper sitting in the producer's seat today. Jake Moore answering your phone calls. And Father J.P. Mitchell, our spiritual director. Father J.P. is a priest of Opus Dei, now serving in the Chicagoland area at the Opus Dei Center, works extensively with a college apostolate run by Opus Dei at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, talking today about the Holy Spirit and praying to the Holy Spirit. What's been your experience of the Holy Spirit, and when have you been aware of the Holy Spirit working in your life, leading you, helping you grow in holiness, comforting you, whatever that might be? But toll free if you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Just a reminder that if you joined us late today, we would invite you to download the podcast, and you can hear the entire program. Easy to do. Just go to the website, relevantradio.com, the Inner Life page, and we will have today's program and really all of our programs, and certainly this program available, well, within about a half an hour after we say goodbye at the top of the hour. And don't forget, tell your family and friends, too. You never know how someone else might be impacted. Father J.P. Mitchell, our spiritual director, and talking about the Holy Spirit. And before we get to some phone calls, Father, tell us a little bit about how do we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit maybe better than we are?
The first thing that comes to mind is, because listening to the Holy Spirit requires a disposition that I want to do what God wants, whatever it might be. How big or how small, right? Is that the disposition to be docile to the Holy Spirit, docile to God's will. And so we get to know God's will through a lot of different ways, and ways that, like, for example, the commandments or different laws of the church, right? And the moral law. And so the moral law. So my obedience there will help facilitate and prepare me. And the Holy Spirit also works through that, but will help facilitate and prepare my soul to be open to whatever His will might be at any time, you know? When we go to that time of prayer and we ask the Holy Spirit to, I don't know, to show us the solution to a problem or to give us strength how can I help a friend? But also will help us be open to what His inspirations or will might be in any given moment of a day. You know, a change of plans, someone that calls me up and needs some help, a friend who just needs to be listened to. So I think working on those dispositions of carrying out God's will and carrying it out in ways that I already know that it's His will, you know, in my prayer life, in my work. Right, God's will is also there too in my work and in my relationships with other people, and then oftentimes the inspirations, as we said earlier, will come in very natural, kind of natural ways, through events or through ideas, and we try to discern. Okay, yeah, this seems to be God's will, and so I try to accommodate that. Right? I try to carry it out. But the key is prayer too, right? To be praying on a regular basis and having that dialogue. That regular dialogue with our Lord.
Yeah. And then, Father JP, as you think back on your call to the priesthood, and I think sometimes looking back, it's always easier to recognize the Holy Spirit working. But as you think about your vocation to, and your yes to being a priest, are you aware or were you aware of the Holy Spirit working in all of that, calling you into maybe something you didn't want to do or didn't expect to do or didn't expect to be doing? But looking back, can you see the Spirit working?
Yes. And I also see that I was pretty oblivious to a lot of it. Well, oblivious. You know, you don't realize that that there are key moments where you see, wow, our Lord, the Holy Spirit really saved me there, you know, or that inspiration or that moment was from Him. And one particular moment, which, looking back, and then at the time, I think I did see it was quite extraordinary, was it was actually Holy Week in Rome. It was the Easter Vigil with St. Pope John Paul II. And at the beginning of that beautiful, beautiful Mass, there's a candlelight procession, right? And the fire comes from the fire that is blessed by the main celebrant. In this case, it was the Pope himself. And that flame is passed on to everyone in the church, in this case, in the Basilica of St. Peter's. And so I didn't really realize it in the moment, but afterwards, right when I got that flame, I got really scared because all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, or the thought came to me, was that God might be calling me to be a new Mary of Opus Dei. And that was a very important step in my path towards the priesthood, without a doubt. And a new Mary is a celibate member of Opus Dei, and so the whole thing of celibacy kind of scared me. And so, and it filled me with fear. And I think that's why I'm pretty sure that it was the Holy Spirit, because it wasn't like a spiritual high, you know, where I was very kind of emotional and said, yeah, I'll do whatever it is God wants. I said, oh my gosh, God might be asking this, and I don't know if I want to give it, you know? And anyway, that is a specific moment, which I'm sure was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I just remember years ago in television, and I just remember getting into Scripture, the Gospel of John and John 17, so the world may believe, and suddenly I just realized that the gifts and talents I had, what I was doing at the time, I didn't think that what I was doing was enough that the world might believe that Jesus is the Christ. And it really was just that moment when I knew in the depths of my heart, it was just that moment when I knew there was something else to do, that God was speaking, the Holy Spirit was calling, and I don't want to pretend that everything that followed was easy, but it eventually led to today a career in radio. So there's just been moments throughout my life, certainly in terms of a profession, that have just been so, so deep and so rich. And I just even thinking over the summer, a couple of years ago, I decided I wanted to write a book. And so I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I started it. And it was over the summer. There were just a couple of moments, Father JP, when I just had this insight. I had this direction I was going to take the story. And suddenly it was just as clear as it could be. And I knew in the moment that the Holy Spirit was leading, the Holy Spirit was calling, and the Holy Spirit was really guiding the moment. So we really do have those moments when it, and certainly in retrospect, when it becomes very clear the Holy Spirit is leading us in our journey of faith, if to your point, we're docile and we're obedient.
Yes. Yeah. And for me, in my vocation, I mean, just from the day to day, is I do try to ask Him for help a lot, particularly when it comes to, you know, advice and confession or spiritual direction, you know, and there are many moments where I'm listening to somebody and I say, you know what, I don't really know what to say. and sometimes we don't, and that's okay. So, you know what, I'm not really sure about this. Let me pray about this and think about it. But in other moments you say, come Holy Spirit, is there something you want me to say? Help me see it. And then boom, like it happens a lot. And you realize, like to your point, you said towards the beginning of the show, sometimes we can attribute that to us, but you know, it's not us, or in this case, it's definitely not me, you know, it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Father J.P. Mitchell, our spiritual director, talking about the Holy Spirit. Let's take a phone call. And Rick, listening in Trenton, New Jersey, thank you for the call. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to the program today.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to share my story. I worked in Trenton for some time. I built up a route about 5 days where I go in the Trenton area. I come across a lot of people not so fortunate and down on their luck and you know, mentally impaired people. And during that time, the Holy Spirit has turned me into a person that is just kind. A lot of times I don't have a lot to say. I'm not great with words, but I just find myself calling brother, eye contact, and just a person I never really used to be. And it's really changed a lot of people's lives because I see these people like on a monthly basis. And they know me, they see me, they come running up to me and like, you know, can I get something to eat? And then I take them into the store and the workers, like, they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you're bringing this guy in here to give him something to eat. Like, get the guy something to eat, you know? So, that's basically my story.
That's great. Thank you, Rick. You know, it, as you were saying it made me think of, well, you know, we were saying earlier about how the Holy Spirit works to identify us with Christ. And I don't know, that simple action that you're doing is the same stuff that our Lord did in his earthly life. You know, his compassion for the people, his compassion for souls and attending to their needs. And so, that's great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And Rick, I'm curious, was there a moment when you realized that maybe the Holy Spirit was calling you to be that different person, maybe calling you to change a bit in terms of the way you were seeing the people that you encountered?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, because I could feel my heart get tugged, and a lot of times I would just pass these people and turn my feet away and walk away from them. And like, I would just not feel good, you know, about myself. And then I would turn the radio on and, you know, I'd turn my relevant radio on and it would kind of remind me, like, you know, you could try a little bit harder. Right at that point, I would turn it on, you know, and it kind of made me try harder to, you know, sometimes I just want to give up because it's not easy to go out and be kind to these, you know, these people sometimes. You know, they don't smell good. A lot of times they're not kind. So it just it made me just keep, you know, the Holy Spirit really tugged to just keep me going and keep getting, and I got really pretty good. I got pretty good at it where it's like, you know, gives me a lot of peace at the end of the day when I do, you know, just kind to everybody I can.
Yeah. Well, Rick, that's a great story. Thanks for joining us. That's a great story. Just being open, docile, obedient, trusting, and all of that the Holy Spirit will lead us in directions that sometimes we just don't think we can go, or maybe we don't want to go, at least at first. But, Rick, thanks for joining us. Let's head out west. And Danny, listening in Portland, Oregon, you're up next, and nice to have you on the program today.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to just encourage others that sometimes when we are, you know, trying to listen to the Holy Spirit, that the decision to do, you know, what it is that we feel called to is sometimes a difficult one, and we can... I don't know, sometimes it feels like the hardest decision you have to make. And then once that decision is made, there's just a weight lifted off of your shoulder, even though you feel so much work in front of you, this weight is just lifted and you just know that you are following what God has called you to. And I'm a mother and I felt this with my children and wanting to homeschool them. And I just could not get it out of my mind. It was just something that I constantly was thinking about and praying about, and I just didn't feel like I had the support surrounding me as far as my parents and my husband. And the Holy Spirit just kept putting it on my heart over and over and over again. And once I finally made that decision, it was just the best one I've ever made. And I've had such wonderful experiences with homeschooling and getting to see the aha moments in my children's eyes. And it's just all so worth the work. So
you'd say that you had peace when you made that decision and started to live it out.
Yes. And even though I knew that I would have gaps, you know, on my journey, I'm just leaning on, you know, the Holy Spirit to help me fill those gaps and to, you know, just know that I was making the right decision and that I did make the right decision.
Yeah, wow. Hey, Danny, if I might ask a question, with the opposition, if I can use that word, in terms of family and your husband and maybe questioning whether or not you should do that, what kept you going?
You know, I was praying a lot, and what kept me going and what kept me, you know, wanting to do it was just that it just never left me. I just felt such a pull to it. And, you know, that's kind of a mystery in a way, you know. I just knew that it was something I needed to do.
Wow.
With regards to that call, I mean, so as you said, it just kept on coming up. It kept on coming up in prayer, and that's basically how you knew it was something from the Holy Spirit. It was something from God.
Yes, and to, you know, just, you know, things that would come up in school where I was like, okay, this isn't, you know, the way that I would do it. And, you know, things that I felt, you know, were important, like developing my children's character. And I just felt that I could do that. And I know that, you know, we're called to be parents. And, you know, I knew that he would give me those things that I needed in order to, you know, make sure that my children were able to make good decisions and that they wanted to follow the Lord. And so it was just big on my heart. So.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Is everybody on board now, so to speak, Danny?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's gotten so much easier now that I've, you know, made that decision. I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. So we've settled into it. We've been doing it for about a year now. So
good for you. All right. Hey, great story. We really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, and you know, Father JP, we hear that, and it's just the Holy Spirit won't let go of you. And yeah, sometimes we run into opposition, but just keep walking down the path and see where it goes, and watch what happens. I'm always so amazed when we look back, as we were talking about, and seeing how the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. And that's when you sit back and, to use Danny's words, aha and wow, it's amazing. When we let go, it's amazing.
You know, and she and Rick said the same thing with regards to when you make the decision, there's a peace. And peace is, well, it's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's when it's there, it's a sign that I am doing God's will, you know, with that joy and that peace. It doesn't mean there aren't difficulties. Sure, there are. But I am where I'm supposed to be, you know.
Yeah. Father J.P. Mitchell is our spiritual director, talking today about the Holy Spirit. What has been your experience of the Holy Spirit? And when have you been aware of the Holy Spirit working in your life, leading you, comforting you, calling you, whatever that might be? But if you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Thanks again, Danny. Great story. Nice to have you on the program today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
If you're looking for a little help on your journey of faith, our priests are here for you. Call now, 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. Or email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Good to have you with us on The Inner Life today. Father J.P. Mitchell is our spiritual director. Father J.P. is a priest of Opus Dei, joining us today from the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, where he works extensively with the college apostolate run by Opus Dei. Talking today about the Holy Spirit, a little bit of time, not sure you can get in, but if you'd like to tell us your experience of the Holy Spirit, we would invite you to join us. 888-914-9149 is our toll-free phone number. Let's head back to the phones. And Mike, listening in Mineola, Florida. Hello, Mike. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi, it's nice to be here with y'all. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give a kind of a little bit different view. I'm a convert to the church. I'm really a long time convert, and I just to try to tell my journey in a few words. It was really slow developing. I really joined through my wife, who was a wonderful example. And I've been involved in different ministries, such as Curcio and Kairos. Something was missing. One night, I was traveling my job, and I was near Bell Beach, Florida, and they were having a service. I didn't know what was going on exactly, but St. Helens in Vero Beach, Florida. And always when you enter a church and two little old ladies put holy oil on your hands, you know something special is going to happen. And I had an experience of the Holy Spirit that night. And truly say, that was in 2007. He's never really left me. I always have that sense of presence. He gave me a wonderful desire to read Scripture. I read Scripture most every day. Mm. And that was really what was missing. And I think, if I was to tell anyone who wanted to enter the church as a convert, or anyone, you can have a relationship with Jesus. When you enter the church, you have a fuller relationship. I also have a relationship with my loving Father in heaven, and I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who's my teacher and guide. So I just wanted to share that.
Hmm. Thanks a lot. It's a very interesting point that you bring up of having a relationship with each one of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. How did that develop, or which one was first? Was it Jesus first and then the Father and then the Holy Spirit, or how did it go for you?
It was really something, because at first, you know, I was naturally drawn to Christ as being the main central point. I studied Christ. I went to a Church of the Nazarene when I was very, very young and made a commitment when I was like 6 years old. So I had a strong desire for Jesus, and that was always the center of my life. But I didn't have the best of relationships with while he was alive. I've learned to pray to him for guidance and thank him, having a thankful heart for his taking care of me each and every day through everything, and not being resentful of anything that happened with my father in the past, which I'm not. I try to have a grateful heart. And then just after that night, the Holy Spirit, you know, I think somewhere in Acts, I think it's Romans, it says the Holy Spirit will be your guide. He'll be your teacher. So I feel like that's really happened in my life, you know, and it's just that unseen part of the divinity that you can always sense Jesus is with you when you partake of the Eucharist, but there's that day-to-day with the Holy Spirit guiding you, like the wind in your sails, that type of feeling, like, you know?
That. Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks. Thanks for joining us. He talks about he brought up the word desire, and I think desire for Scripture. I just think that sometimes when suddenly we have that desire, to use that word, to recognize Father J.P., that's the Holy Spirit working, calling us into something more, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No. It's a great. Yeah. I'm glad you grabbed onto that. It's
it awakens that desire for God, which we all have. You know, we all have, but we can, through sin, mainly through sin, it gets quieted down. You know, it doesn't mean it goes away, but unless sin is removed, right, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, through the grace of the sacrament, it's difficult for that desire to come. But once, and I love how he tied it to the Eucharist. You know, he ties it to the Eucharist, and the Holy Spirit does work, you know, and it awakens that desire for us, and he goes to Scripture, right? And that's where we get to know Christ. Yeah. Know Christ in the Word, in the bread, right, in the Eucharist. So, and it's good to ask the Holy Spirit to increase our desire for him, you know, for God the Father, for God the Son, for God the Holy Spirit.
Mike, thanks for joining us. Let's head a little bit north into Illinois, and Dan is listening there. Hi, Dan. Welcome. You're on the air with Father J.P. Mitchell.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the show, and I just want to kind of give my experience. It's a little bit of about 11-year journey. Started about 11 years ago, and my mom was dying of cancer. It came very suddenly to us, and it was over a matter of 2 years. But through that time, I was living with her for 6 months to help support her, and she was a very religious person. And looking through some of her stuff, you know, some of her prayer books and stuff like that, I found this pamphlet for the Novena to the Holy Spirit, and it was for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I a lifelong Catholic, but, you know, in my 20s kind of fell away doing stuff. And anyway, I just couldn't settle myself. And so finally I started reading and praying the Novena. And I felt the true peace of God.
I felt that. Take your time. Yeah, take your time, Dan.
Which is almost, it was so beautiful. I've never experienced that, but it was just there was no weight. I was truly floating in the glory of God. And that being said, you know, from that time on, you know, my mom did pass, but, you know, I knew this life was temporary. I just had the peace of God. But in that same peace, you know, I found my wife continually playing that Novena. And once me and my wife met, we really desired to have children, and we couldn't have children for 4 years. We were having so many problems, but we continued to pray. We didn't do any of the artificial stuff. We continued to pray, and after about 4 years, we had a child, or she became pregnant, and so we were elated. And then about 4 months into the pregnancy, we found out that it was going to be a terminal pregnancy. But my wife, you know, we decided to continue to carry him, and this was in November and December, we had one of the best Christmases of our lives with that child in her womb. He did eventually pass in January. They said he'd only be alive for about an hour, and he was there for 6 hours, and it was just, we were floating, even though our child was, we knew he was going to pass and go to heaven. We were just floating. We just had an incredible experience. And then 2 years after that, we lost another child in her womb, and we continued to pray that Novena. And once again, we felt the peace of God. And then lastly, a year ago, she got pregnant again, and we found out that the placenta was attached to my wife's uterus, and so she was going to have major surgery once the baby was born. And once again, we continued to pray that Novena, and we just felt the strength of God through the entire time. And that being said, hope was born, and some doctors can't explain it, but the placenta did not attach like everything said. They didn't know how it happened, so she didn't have to have surgery. And now we have a beautiful baby girl named Hope. And this happened all during the pandemic. She was in the NICU in the pandemic. So once again, the Novena, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are real, and they will carry you, and that peace will carry you. And just as you had said, that wisdom that comes from it is just so extraordinary that it was the first time I really ever talked about it, and I actually hung up once because I didn't want to call. And what I did is I asked the Holy Spirit, you know, do you want me to profess this? And got enough courage to call. And anyway, that's my story.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Perseverance in prayer, huh? Mike, anyway, that's... So you're praying that novena pretty much continually throughout all that?
Yes. I mean, obviously I would take days, off, and then I'd start another one. But you know, when it was, especially during those difficult times, me and my wife would say it, but I say it pretty regularly.
That's
wonderful. Just to ask, just like you had mentioned, whenever I have problems and I don't know how to approach somebody, or I don't know how to, if somebody's coming to me and they're upset and I don't even know what to say, I always just say a quick prayer in my head to the Holy Spirit to say, hey, whatever you want me to say to this person, please let me say it, whatever you want me to say. And he does. Or if you're upset and you don't know what to do, you take a step back before you do that action and you just say, this is what you want me to do. And so...
Yeah. Well, Dan, we are so grateful that you called in, that you prayed to the Holy Spirit, and you found the courage to call in and share with us really an extraordinary story. Thank you for joining us on the program today. A real gift to have you with us today. Father J.P. Mitchell, our spiritual director, we have to wrap things up. Father J.P., I've got about 10 seconds for a final blessing for all of our listeners.
Of course. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain on you forever. Amen.
Amen. Father J.P. Mitchell, thanks for joining us. And thanks for all of you taking time to join us on The Inner Life today as well. We're celebrating Mass here in about 60 seconds. Stay tuned for that. We're back again tomorrow, and we hope to see you then.